Praise God. You know, last week I spoke to you. I think we're a little loud up there. You can bring down the house mic. Don't touch my mic. Just bring down the house mic. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Down a little bit more. House mic. Thank you. Down a little bit. Down, down, down. House, down. House down. All the way to the right, the house mic. Down some more. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, last week I spoke to you about SpongeBob or SquarePants. And the SpongeBob was it us being a sponge to sponge up the water of the Word and the Spirit, or to be a SquarePants was to be rigidly conventional or traditional or religious. And we spoke out of Jeremiah 31:14, which the Word of God declares. He said, I will fill the souls of the priests with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, declares the Lord. We spoke about being filled with his abundance, filled with satisfaction, and filled with God's goodness. God's good all the time. God's good, right? So we talked about God's goodness, and today, in our text today, this was after the first missionary trip. The apostles went out in the first missionary trip. There were signs and wonders and miracles, but along with signs and wonders and miracles, there was adversity. Matter of fact, Paul was stoned and they believed that he was dead, but we know that he wasn't. But in verse number 27 is where I want to focus our attention this morning, and we'll see what the Lord wants to do in the house. I believe he's got something to do in every heart and every life in the room. And the focus verse, I just want to speak out of Acts 14:27. It says, when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. How he opened the door of faith. And today I want to speak to you this morning about the opened door of faith. The door of faith. The door of faith. You know, Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. So the door of faith, the door of faith. We need to open our ears to receive, open our hearts to believe, and open our minds to conceive. Our ears to receive, our hearts to believe, and our minds to conceive. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear his word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same again. Lord, speak to me, your servant, for I'm listening in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in this house today. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me, Father God. Speak to this congregation, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory and honor and praise to you. And we know, Father God, you sent your word to build this body up, to encourage them and comfort them. So we thank you, Father God, for all that you're going to accomplish today. But we ask these things and give you praise for them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. So we find that the door of faith was open. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. So I want to form something. I'm going to speak in a little area to build some faith up. And I believe God's going to do something special here today. So turn with me to Proverbs chapter 20. I want to establish something today about our ears. our ears, opened ears. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 12, Solomon says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord have made both of them."
Amen.
The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord had made both of them. So he didn't say the blind eye. He didn't say the deaf ear. He didn't say the heart of seeing. He didn't say the heart of hearing. He said, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord have made even both of them. So if faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and your hearing is impaired. Hello? Are everybody listening? Amen? If faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and your hearing is impaired, the adversary is using your impairment on your hearing as a detriment from God's word getting into you to the fullness. Sometimes you hear every other word, or you hear this word, or you hear that word. I didn't hear that. I didn't get that. So, in other words, that's the way the adversary comes. So look with me in Psalms 94. My prayer is everyone in the room sees and everyone in the room hears.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms 94, verse number 9. Now let's speak about God. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? And he that formed the eye, shall he not see? Now whose image were you created in? We were created in God's image. So God can hear you, God can see you, and God wants you to hear him and see him. This is a two-way road here. This isn't a one-way street. Jeremiah 33:3 says, when you call on him, he'll answer you, and he'll show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. Amen?
Amen.
Are you with me yet?
Amen.
Turn with me to Matthew 13. I'm a faith man. And as a faith man, I believe God is going to do everything he says in his word. And I'm speaking to instill faith in you today. Amen? Jesus said in Matthew 13, verse number 15, he says, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes and your ears, for they hear. Blessed comes from the Greek word makarios, which makarios means well off. Well off. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear. Well off is your eyes. Well off is your ears. Amen? Are you with me? Look with me in Matthew chapter 20. Verse number 32. Let me say this to you. Faith isn't feelings. Faith is the word of God. Well, I'm not feeling anything. I'm not looking for your feelings. I'm looking for your faith. I'm looking for you and I to stand and get into line with the word of God. Hallelujah. And I agree. Amen. You know, we get in a place, and I'm just going to go here. We get in a place of praise and worship. Today was a spring forward day. We got up an hour earlier. No one felt like it. Hello? No one felt like it. Let's be honest. Amber, you were up all night with an ailing baby, and you didn't feel like it. And so we don't feel like it. But God isn't caught by our feelings. God is caught by what he said in his word. What he said is his word is truth. And I know that God is not a man that he should lie. If God said it, he's going to do it. And I just believe God in his word. So I can't let my emotions and my feelings get in the way. Amen? Because if I get my emotions and feelings, I'm being led by my feelings instead of being led by God. Amen? Because nowhere in his word does he say, I'm going to feel like it. You know, when the Apostle Paul went out, man, they laid hands on an impotent man that never walked his life, and he walked. Signs and wonders and miracles were taking place. Souls were coming to the kingdom of God, and in the midst of that, they decided to stone him. They took him for being dead. They took him that he wasn't life, but when the disciples got him, he was alive. And all of a sudden, they got together, and what they did is they rehearsed what God had done. They were reminded of what God had done. How many things have God already done for you? Did you have to come in today looking for something new, or did you come in with an attitude of gratitude for what he's done for you before? Amen. We need to just come together in an attitude of gratitude and praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it's not about my feelings or what I'm feeling like today. I don't know about you, but he's helped me so much. He's done so much for me. If I had to write a book, it'd be like Jesus. The world couldn't hold the books of all that Jesus did. Man, could you imagine all that Jesus has done for you and I? Amen? But Jesus, he's here in Matthew chapter 20. He's in the midst of some blind people. And verse 32, as he says, and Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? They said unto him, Lord, that our eyes be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately they received their sight and followed him. That's not only physical sight, but that's spiritual sight also. Amen. And so many times we have so many people that are walking with physical sight, but they're spiritually blind. We have people that are walking with physical blindness that are spiritually blind, but spiritually can see, and physical blindness. God wants you to see physically, and God wants you to see spiritually. God wants you to hear physically, and God wants you to hear spiritually. He said, blessed are your eyes and your ears, for your eyes see and your ears hear. Amen. Amen. So if I've got a deafness or I've got I'm hard of hearing, God doesn't want you to be hard of hearing. If faith comes by hearing, God wants to speak to you. Amen. He wants you to hear it. Amen. He wants you to get into that place. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice. Well, if you're deaf, you can't hear nothing. Hello? Praise God. He says, he that have an ear, let him hear. He that have an ear to hear, let him hear. God formed it. Amen? God formed it. And God's going to open some ears in the house. And I pray he's going to open some eyes in the house. Amen? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we're here to build our faith. Are you with me? Turn with me to Luke chapter 8 for a moment. Luke chapter 8, verse number 15. Verse 15 says, but on the good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. In other words, he wants us to have open hearts to believe. He wants us to have open ears to receive the word, an open heart to believe. Hear, heart, hear, heart, hear, heart. All you have to do is add the truth to heart or tea of the truth to hear and you get the heart. God wants to speak to our hearts, hearts to believe. Jeremiah chapter 24. Verse number 7. He says, and I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Whole heart. Whole heart. God wants your whole heart. God doesn't want part of your heart. He wants all of your heart. You know, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that I may see you. To see you high and lifted up. Amen. I'd have you all sing together, but y'all are on opposite sides of the sanctuary today. Amen. The prophet Ezekiel says in Ezekiel chapter 11. Verse 19. He says, and I will give them one heart. One heart. He isn't giving us one heart together as a unity of the body. He's giving us one heart and then looking towards him.
That's right, amen.
A heart after God. A heart after God. I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Amen.
Amen.
See, he says our hearts, an open heart to believe. He says, draw near to me, and James 4:8, and I'll draw near to you. He says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. In other words, we're to seek him with singleness of heart. Singleness of heart, singleness of mind. Amen. And that's what opens the door of faith, when we allow the Spirit to open our ears to receive the engrafted word of God. We open our hearts to believe that everything that God says. Amen?
Amen.
Then we open our minds to conceive. Turn me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. Verse number 11. The word of God said, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So our minds, we want to open our minds to conceive. You know, he said, that Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Now, this seed comes from the Greek word sperma, and we know what that means, so we're not going into that field, all right? But what I'm talking about is the seed of the word. To conceive seed, just as the seed of man was planted in a womb and brought forth a child, when the seed of the word is received, believed, there's something that is conceived that becomes life. It comes a mindset. Sarah couldn't look at her condition. She had to look at the promise. For all the promises of God are yes and amen. She was 90 years old. You know, as a matter of fact, when she heard the word, she laughed. Well, you don't understand. I'm like 90. Ha ha. Right? But God is bigger than our age. God is bigger than our seed. God is bigger than anything we can imagine. All of a sudden, we find that Sarah had a baby, right? Amen? Well, there's a son named Isaac that has formed. Amen? Amen? And so when we hear the word and receive the word of God, and we allow it to penetrate our hearts, and believe him at his word, all of a sudden there's something that's conceived. Something is birthed in you. Amen? And God is wanting to birth something in us. Amen? Amen? I don't care how far, how old you are, how young you are, where you are in life. God wants to birth something in you today. God wants to birth something in every last person in this room. Amen? Amen. And don't you know that God knew exactly who would be here today? Amen. He knew you would be here. And he wants to birth something there. So turn with me to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. Verse number 10. The word of God says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." Amen?
Amen.
I was just with, we watched a movie in bed on Sunday night. Wednesday night, with the power, with, we had a laptop computer, so we watched God's Not Dead, He's Surely Alive. Amen. Thank you, Diane. I think you brought us me that, didn't she bring me that movie to watch? God's Not Dead? Yeah? You sing that song for me? God's not dead, He is surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. You ought to be thankful. No, God's not dead. He is surely alive. He's living on the inside. He's roaring like a lion. Amen. Amen. Can we give God some glory in the house? Amen. 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 We don't serve a scaredy cat. We serve a bold lion, man. Amen. Scaredy cat. Scaredy? Scary, I guess it is. Where'd I get scaredy? Hallelujah. God wants to establish something. You know, the word of God. Now, here's the difference. Now, here's what we got to get. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:6, he said to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. And in other words, if something's stolen your peace, it's carnal. The spirit. To be spirit-minded is gives us life and peace. Amen?
Amen.
Recognize this. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 16. He says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of..." But we have the mind of... But we have the mind of... Amen. I'm not dead. I'm surely alive. He's living on my inside. He's roaring like a lion. Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So when the adversary comes and brings his junk, the Bible says, listen, in James 1:8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen. So if I have the mind of Christ, I'm not confused. I believe my Father at his word. I believe that my Father would say and do, he will do everything that he said. It was sort of like Jesus. When the prophet Isaiah was prophesying about the coming of Jesus, he said in Isaiah 50, verse 5, "And God have given..." Wait a minute. "God have opened my..." I better go back there. I don't want to misquote the scripture. "The Lord God have opened my ear to hear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back." Amen? In other words, and I have the mind of Christ. The Lord God have opened my ear. I was not rebellious, and neither did I turn away back. In other words, in closing, what is he saying to us is simply this. He is saying that he's opened our ears to receive, our hearts to believe, and our minds to conceive. In closing again, he's opened our ears to hear.
Amen.
our minds, open our ears to receive, our hearts to believe, and our minds to conceive. You know, he says this to us. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. And I believe what the Lord gave me instructions today. First, if you're here, if you have a hearing impairment, come here. Just stand here. We want to pray for you, for your ears to be open. If you have an eye impairment, come here. God wants to want to pray for you, for your eyes here. If your mind is troubled and you can't find peace, she's at the center in the eyes. You come for eyes?
Yeah. Right. Or my left ear both.
Left ear both? We'll put you right in between the ears and the eyes. Troubled minds over here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Simply what God's given me instructions to do, I'm just going to lay hands on you and ask you just to receive. Amen. Jesus said, had compassion on them. He laid the hands on them, and they believed and they received. Open your ears to hear, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open his ears to hear, Lord, in the name of Jesus.